You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
Welcome. What is going on? This is episode 256 of the one and only IT and the D Show. What do 2.5 geeks talk about from Detroit that are at the bar?
I still like that name.
Which half am I?
That's fine.
He's the half.
I'm the half. I'm the sales guy. We have a great guest lineup this week. We have Michelle Gilbert in the house from Comcast. She's going to be, for the parents out there, she's going to be talking about how to manage your Wi-Fi in your house during the summer. If you've got kids, you know this is an issue.
Also, we know it gets really hot and then the Wi-Fi doesn't work so well because it's so hot.
That's why we had to reboot. No, it's not half. A thing.
Look at me. Netflix is your parent now.
Yeah, exactly. Totally. And then we're going to wrap up the show. Chelsea and Stacey, you might know them from the Reasons Why I'm Single podcast.
And if you don't, screw you.
Yeah, yeah. And we're also going to talk about their guest appearance on a big TV station on a super awesome TV show.
That may or may not have a viewing party next week.
That may or may not have a viewing party. So this should be a fun talk. Hey, Dave, you may fire when ready.
You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Following program is intended for mature audiences.
I'm Wyatt, that's Gary, you're Bob, and you're Dave. This is the IT and the D Show.
This is Max Headroom. And what you're about to witness is one of the most sinister-sounding intros to a trailer to one of the greatest epics ever.
This is Billy D. Williams. Bob and Dave and I are enjoying a Colt 45 right now. And remember, IT in the D, it works every time.
Where do you guys think you are?
The Library of Congress?
Detroit?
Beyond the Sun?
Any of those, right?
Take him to Detroit.
No! No, not Detroit! No! No, please! Anything but that! No!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Then don't come! Shut up!
Hey, God, hello! This is Pinky the Genius, the real genius behind Pinky and the Brain. And when we take over the world, the only show that people will be able to listen to is IT in the D with Bob, Dave, and Yuri.
No!
Hi, this is Christy Swanson, and you're listening to the IT in the D Show. And Bob and Dave touch my hoo-hoos.
What happens when you tap the angry beaver in the bum hole?
Exactly. Come on.
What the hell with this? I'm calling a break. We'll come back to the show.
This is Guilfoyle from Silicon Valley, and the only two guys I hate more than Dinesh are Bob and Dave. Suck it, guys.
What's up, everybody? This is Billy Zapka. Sweep the leg. Listening to IT and the D Show. No mercy.
I may have to wipe the geek off.
Hi, this is David Kay, the voice of Professor Xavier from X-Men Evolution. Storm! Storm! Come here, Storm. Sit on my lap, Storm.
You're listening to IT and the D.
Are we at a break yet?
Hey, everybody, this is Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man. You're listening to IT and the D. And if you want to get your money's worth, stay right here. And remember, everybody's got a price for the Million Dollar Man.
Hi, I'm Ernie Hudson, and you're listening to IT and the D. All you nerds out there.
Nerds!
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 What is a nerd?
Hi, this is Ogre. You listen to a bunch of nerds on the IT and the D? Nerds.
I'm a nerd, and I'm pretty proud of it.
Hi, it's Julia Montgomery from Revenge of the Nerds. I listen to IT and D, and I'm in love with a nerd. Mwah!
Hey, Detroit, this is Anthony Michael Hall. You're listening to my buddies Bob and Dave on IT in the D.
Hey, what up? This is Jay Muse, and you're listening to the IT and D Show. Snooch to the Nooge. Listen, Muse, Snoogans.
This is Scott Steiner, Big Pump Pump. IT and the D Show is your hookup. Holler if you hear me.
I'm totally into Dave, but not right. So much Bob.
This is Robert Hayes, Ted Stryker to my mother.
When I'm not hanging out at the Magumbo Bar, I'm listening to the IT and the D Show. It's worse than Detroit.
Is there such thing as a meat hangover?
I love my Monday meat steak.
Hey, folks, this is WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and you're listening to the IT and the D Show. Tough guy. Oh!
Hello, smart people. Yakko Warner here, and the only show we listen to in the water tower is Bob, Dave, and Nuri at IT and the D. Good night, everybody!
Hi, this is Kelly LeBrock from Weird Science.
So,
Bob and Dave,
What would you little maniacs like to do first?
The question isn't what are we going to do, the question is what aren't we going to do?
Ludicrous speed! Sir, had you better buckle up? Buckle this! Ludicrous speed! Go!
On behalf of all of us, happy Amazon Doesn't Work Day. This is episode
Amazon Wah Wah Day.
This is episode 256 of the one and only IT and the D Show. We are broadcasting live here in Studio One in Podcast Detroit in beautiful Royal Oak, Michigan. It's Bob the Sales Guy.
And once again, that's right. We said Podcast Detroit in Royal Oak. If you got a problem with that, come talk to us.
We're right here.
Come talk to us.
That's Dave the Geek.
We're right here in Royal Oak.
We're right here. And you know what?
We also have locations in Midtown.
But we're
and
also
Southwest Detroit.
Shut up, Randy. We're also downtown in the new
Midtown.
Container space, which is now up and running.
Not downtown.
That's Nuri the FNG, and that is Randy. I do the Twitters Walker. Nuri, who should be just doing the Twitters.
The pedantic.
Find us online, itandthed.com. Do us a favor. Give us a like on the socials and subscribe to us everywhere. Fine podcasts are sold.
Hey, so we really only have we have our upcoming meetup this Thursday night over at Falling Down Beer Company for IT and the D, so check that out. But then the following Tuesday, we'll get into that more. Just go ahead, leave your notifications on, Bob. That's awesome. That's amazing. Do that.
For those at home, Bob just flicked off Dave.
Of course he did. Yeah. The following Tuesday.
Because if he does it, it's fine. But when I do it, he has to make a comment like an asshole. Go ahead, Dave.
Duh. Have we not established the ground rules?
Yeah, exactly.
No, and the following Tuesday, we'll get into this in when we talk to Chelsea and Stacey. We've got a viewing party going on there at Falling Down for something pretty cool.
We should do a lot of things at Falling Down Brewery. Is there a reason why, maybe? Or
I have no idea. Just It's a cool place. We like it. It's a thing.
One of the owners promised me sour beer soon.
He lied.
as long as you guys still have cider, I'm happy.
I believe we vetoed him. We actually have that in the kegerator out
there. It's fantastic, by the way.
It really, really is.
Don't I know it.
It's a good thing.
So today's Amazon Prime Day, and I still don't know really what it is. It's kind of like when Art Van does a sale, like in the summer, and like they double the price of everything, and then they give you a sale, and they're like, wow, it's a big deal.
It's kind of like Cyber Monday, except in the middle of summer. It's just Amazon's excuse to knock $10 off of everything and make people buy things.
I mean, I bought a pressure cooker because Randy told me to.
You bought an Instant Pot, right?
I got one too.
Yeah. How much were they?
$58.
Yeah.
What are they usually?
$100, yeah. $110.
All right.
40% off.
All right.
I apparently bought a lot of microphones.
Yeah. Our AT2020s were $25 off.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Nice. So Bob shot me a link and he was like, I'm like, oh, sweet. Good find. So I clicked the link and I'm like, oh, yeah. You know, add a bunch to cart. And it just refreshed the page and said the order didn't go through. And I'm like, all right, we'll process the order. And then I got two confirmation emails. So we're going to have a shit ton of mics.
I would have bought four pressure cookers if I didn't go back and edit like 16
times. You get
times.
A mic. And you get a mic.
Everyone gets a microphone.
We give all of our guests mics.
Yeah. I think that's the key is they make sure they double your order so you couldn't – because I could not update my quantity. I delete the whole thing and go back and do it over. So I think that's Amazon's way of – you buy it twice, and then it's okay. So
I left my quantity right. It just decided to process the order when it said it didn't.
Oh, boy.
So did their website have a problem today?
Apparently.
I wonder where they host their website.
I know. Where would Amazon host their website?
Hmm.
What sort of web services would they use?
On their own, perhaps?
Google Cloud Platform, right?
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Totally.
They're on Azure.
Oh.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's been a weird week. There's some weird stuff going on. It's not necessarily the hacks and all that, but like – when the internet wants to, like, bad things happen. And I got to kick off with this one of the stupidest articles I've read in years.
Internet's going to internet.
Here you got an article comes out about the richest billionaires, and Kylie Jenner's on the list, right?
$900 million.
She's not a billionaire yet.
No, but here's where it gets stupid. We're the internets.
Yeah.
And a couple tweets come out saying, you know, it would be amazing to make her the youngest billionaire ever. So we should all donate money to her.
And they actually
– to give money.
They started a Kickstarter.
And a GoFundMe.
And a GoFundMe to give money to someone who has $900 million.
Just so they can
which
say.
Would mean
so
they need $100 million.
Yeah, I like how they're also calling her self-made because she's totally not running on her family's self-made tales.
The interesting part for me with the GoFundMe campaign description says, I don't want to live in a world where Kylie Jenner doesn't have $1 billion. So far, they've raised $1,638.
Really? I don't want to live in a world where Kylie Jenner has $1 billion.
Or I don't want to live in a world where people give $1,600 to Kylie
right.
Jenner on a GoFundMe.
It's one of those, we had an argument with like Kari and Calvin on Friday going like Jay-Z's worth $1 billion. And I go, I get he's a smart businessman,
yeah.
But like his songs, like, and they started arguing with me like, oh, this song, that song. I go, that's great, but $1 billion. But now that Kylie's got $900 million, JC should have like $10 billion. Like in retro, just
right.
In what you've done.
That's a thing, absolutely. Right. We had a ton of data breaches this week, which is amazing. Macy's data everywhere.
Apparently, half a percent of their customers, so 0.5%, but still, it was not just their name and
right.
address information. It was also their credit card and expiration dates.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay because the CVV code was not exposed.
And that's only three digits. You can't guess that at all. You had that one.
Verizon.
You had Verizon.
Now, this one was interesting. That was
an Israeli firm.
The Israeli firm that breached that. Is a company called Nice.
Nice.
They do call recording for every big call center that exists in the world. So if you call in and it's like, this call may be monitored, recorded.
That's who does it.
That's Nice.
Okay.
So they also have all kinds of other things that they
apparently not Nice.
For many reasons.
Well, then an article came out, and this is interesting because this is no secret to me. I've been, you know, if you've been in IT sales for as long as I have, right, 20, 25 years, you understand that law firms are the last ones to buy your stuff. No matter what you got, no matter what you're doing, law firms just don't care.
Are they still running Windows XP?
Probably.
Still running Windows Me.
No, and an article came out that basically hackers are outright selling assets to law firm secrets.
All of their private
files. On
the
dark web. All of them.
On the dark web for as low as $3,500 per firm.
You get the keys.
Yeah.
Basically to their assets and their secrets.
Not just their keys. It's their like admin passwords. So basically that's not just a one-time dump. As long as you stay low, you could basically sit there and siphon off new stuff for just as long
for $3,500.
$3,500. Yeah.
Right?
It's amazing.
And that's the thing that you – like seriously, if you go, I think there's a couple in town that get it. But for the most part, those law firms aren't buying IT.
No, because they don't get it.
No.
Well, and then you've got the military who apparently forgot to change a default FTP password. And so now
– why are they even using FTP?
Not secure.
Just wait till you know the technology that they run on. Give it a second.
Oh, yeah. So it's the default FTP password on their Netgear routers, which left exposed – all the information about the military drones, how to make IEDs, all the schematics for things like, oh, I don't know, tanks.
Wait, hold on a minute. Let's go back. So, you know, we joke about law firms not spending money in IT. I know damn well the military does.
In certain areas,
like data security, if you can get in a federal account on data security, that's a license to print money. So are they just like – they don't have practices and standards umbrellaed, I guess I don't know.
Apparently, they said that there are over 4,000 Netgear NetHawk R7000 routers, which I have the 8500 at home. So
right.
This is a basic home user router is powering something attached to the internet.
Some private went to Best Buy.
Private, give me a new router for this shit
right now.
I need access to this shit for my house. Probably.
You know that's how that happened.
The amazing thing for me is there's a screenshot of the MQ-9 Reaper drones maintenance event training and schematics for these devices.
Which are the ones raining fire all over Syria as we speak.
$150 gets you access.
Yeah.
So in sad news, and I don't know how this is still news, two articles came out and one person got absolutely blasted for writing about it. But the last two Blockbusters in Alaska – finally closed.
Are now closed. In fact, I believe tomorrow is they closed last night and tomorrow is their liquidation sale.
And there's only one left now in the U.S.
One.
Which is in Bend, Oregon.
That is really the Highlander of Blockbusters.
There can be only one. Well, no, it reminds me of like when I go to my parents in Warren and I drive by three family videos on the way there.
Those still have porn.
Porn, yeah.
That's why they're open.
Right. Yeah, it's true.
It's for every part of the family.
Right.
Well, it's to teach you how to make one.
Hey, kids, movies are a buck. And dads, don't forget to check out the back room.
Yeah.
But, like, there's one left, and we don't, like, you don't even know. And that it brought us up to, like, we were talking about this weekend about how, you know, Blockbuster could have bought Netflix, and there's all these woulda, coulda, shouldas with Apple and Microsoft.
For $10 million back in the day.
So a story came out. Came out about a guy named Spencer Haywood. If you follow Hoop, he played for the Lakers in the mid-70s.
Oh, and, dude, this was amazing.
Yeah, yeah, and he got offered a dual contract.
His contract. He had his pick of contract.
Right. He could get $100,000, which is about $500,000 in today's dollars, or he could have gotten 10% of this new startup shoe company called Nike.
Which is worth 12.
No. His
billion.
His 10% would be worth today $12.4 billion dollars. Not the company. Yeah. So if he would have picked what's behind door number B, door letter B. Yeah. He would have got $12 billion. Yeah. But again, though, if you're 22 coming out of college and you're playing for the Lakers and they offer you $500,000 cash.
Okay.
Or a startup or stock. What?
Well, yeah, because who knows? Like, who knew startup culture in the late 70s? Yeah.
No, it's like buying Bitcoin. I've heard, like, whatever.
The guy who painted the mural at either Google or Facebook, they offered him shares of stock. And at the time, he's like, this is never going to be worth anything, and it's worth millions and millions of dollars.
Wow. Yeah.
So it's, you know, so moving on, like, real quick, you know, Elon Musk had a fun week this week, and it's really funny watching
him. He had a good touch, bad touch week.
No, it's funny watching him on Reddit, because Reddit, if you follow Reddit, to say it leans to the left is a little bit of an understatement, but regardless, Elon Musk came out and basically said, I will personally pay to make sure everybody in Flint, Michigan has clean water.
But then, bad touch, he called one of the Thai cave rescue divers a pedophile.
Not only that, Reddit found out that he donates all of his political money to a Republican PAC.
No. He donates $40,000.
The majority of his.
And he also donates the same to the Democrats, so you can keep an open discussion on both sides. That story was all BS. You fell for fake news.
I did. Did I really fall for?
Yeah, fake news.
You know what? I'm not reading anymore.
Don't read Reddit ever again.
I'm not reading anything anymore.
There's an interesting thing. What he said he was going to do in Flint, though, is that he set up an email account. It was at flint@x.com and says, if you want to go help, we will pay for the water filters on all the houses that are still impacted.
Yeah, basically anybody who still has levels above FDA recommended levels, I'll take care of.
Which the city says that everyone is above that now, but apparently that's
lies.
The lie detector test determined that was a lie.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, no, who are you talking to? PR, no offense, Michelle. Or are you talking to the people?
The people that actually live in the houses that are still dealing with the bullshit.
And the dumbest article of the week, and you're going to get the gas face for this one, WeWork, is that WeWork.
Oh, this is our good, good friends at WeWork.
Oh,
I was in my first the other day. We had a meeting with one of our vendors, and they didn't have office space. So we had a meeting in WeWork in Seattle, which was really interesting. I'm like, oh, this place is pretty nice, you know? Coffee, beer, meat products in the vending machines.
Meat products in the vending machines? Wait, what?
Bet those are on the way out.
So WeWork came out with a thing that they want to be environmentally responsible, and one of the ways that they're going to do it is, so sales rep. So, okay, I've been a sales rep for 20 years. When you take customers out, what do you eat?
Steak.
Right?
Sushi.
And what else do you? Yeah. Maybe. But apparently you can't expense anything any longer on business trips that have meat.
Yep.
Not alcohol.
It's expense all the booze you want.
Right.
But
all the champagne.
But don't you have a burger?
No meat. So if I want to take someone to, even if it's like organic grass-fed, the, you know, like environmentally ethical, whatever.
Free range
chickens. Can't eat meat.
Excuse me, waitress. I'll have the vegetarian salad, but can you substitute a steak for the lettuce and just
Your salad was $34, but like imagine.
It was a taco salad.
Yeah.
Which is still a salad, even though it's 14,000
imagine
calories.
Me taking out a CIO and go, where do you want to eat, Bob? And I go, you know what? There's this great vegan place.
You would be murdered. you would be murdered.
Like, but guys, think about the 15 million animals they're going to save by 2023 and the 16.6 billion gallons of water and 445 million pounds of carbon dioxide.
We did it.
They're doing such good things.
We did it.
Look at me. I don't care now.
I am your meat now.
If they're really,
thanks, Randy.
If they're really doing a We Did It Reddit, breakfast. If they're really doing a We Did It Reddit on that crap, come on, who's buying that?
That's so ridiculous. But I'm sorry, that is not the dumbest story of the week.
No, really?
No. The dumbest story of the week is Stormy Daniels, who we all know from the Trump-erific extravaganza, was arrested in at an Ohio strip club for lewd touching or allowing lewd touching to take place. Now, those charges have been dropped, but I would like to take two big mother may I steps back and discuss the law as it was cited in this article.
Ohio strip club law prohibits anyone who isn't a family member to touch a nude or semi-nude dancer.
Wait, is this Ohio or is this Alabama?
This is Ohio.
It's Ohio.
Ohio,
oh.
Ohio strip club law.
No. Hey, so you if your sister's naked on a stage in Ohio,
touch her.
You can't throw me out. That's my sister.
That's my sister.
We's blood.
Who wrote that law? I want to
know. All I know is how, and here's, honestly, here's the shocking part. There not a single Ohio legislator came out in the days following that article and went, mother of God, we're changing that immediately. We're horribly embarrassed. Not a single one did. Apparently, they're afraid of their constituency.
No, if you ever look at, just Google stupid laws in states, like, and you'll find a plethora of the dumbest laws.
Tell me, Bob, what is a plethora?
It's a collection of dumb laws that sit on the books that just no one will change because it doesn't come up. This one came up finally.
Yeah, literally.
Literally and figuratively, yeah.
Like, you can't walk your elephant after 4 o'clock on a Friday, basically.
One of those. Kind of yeah, yeah.
Yeah, just absolutely dumb.
Maybe they did it on purpose so that there can't be any lewd touching. I'm not saying I approve of it. I'm just saying maybe that's also it's Ohio. So there's no.
Let's take a break.
Let's take a break. That sounds like a good idea. We're going to be back. Michelle Gilbert from Comcast talking about Wi-Fi for kids this summer. This is the IT in the D show.
And we'll be right back.
IT in the D. Read. Meet. Listen. Networking Detroit, one beer at a time.
Hey, this is John Schneider from Nip Tuck Smallville, the haves and the have-nots. Oh, Dr. Quinn, hot in Cleveland. Secret Life of the American Teenager and just about everything you can possibly imagine. And oh, yeah, the Dukes of Hazzard. You're listening to Bob and Dave. It's the IT in the D show.
ITinTheD.com.
Welcome back. Segment 2, episode 256. This is the one and only IT in the D show, broadcasting live here in Studio 1 in Podcast Detroit. And beautiful Royal Oak, Michigan. This is Bob the Sales Guy, Dave the Geek, Nuri the FNG, Randy, I do the Twitters, Walker. Find us online, itinthed.com, because we are IT in the D.
And you're still not.
And we love you.
We do.
Every minute.
Every do. We talk every about day. You. We told the story to our PR firm, because we have a PR firm now.
We do.
That's a thing.
Yeah. Speaking of PR, we have the VP of PR. It's finally a real segue. You thought of that as being a segue.
I totally did.
Michelle Gilbert's in the house from Comcast, repeat offender. Always a pleasure having you here. How are you?
I'm great. It's great to be a repeat offender.
It is.
In a positive way.
We always try to feed you alcohol when you come here, and you're always so polite and say no and drink your water.
I'm just not a big drinker.
I just don't trust you guys.
Thank you. It was the positive PR spin on
that too.
No, so masterful, Michelle. So masterful.
We always love having you in. Thanks. And you always bring good insights, and we don't really care that they up the speeds because, you know, no one cares. I'm just being funny. But that was a big news. But the one that we talk all the time, and you said, hey, managing Wi-Fi in the summer, and it's been a problem in my house, and I know it's a problem at Dave's house. Pretty much.
Because it's now July. So June parenting is, oh my God, let's go to the zoo. Let's go to the splash pad.
Right.
Let's go to the water park. July is, look at me. Netflix is your parent now.
No. Even like at my house, it was, Daddy, can you please turn the Wi-Fi till 10:30, please? And I go, yeah, fine. Now it's, Daddy, on the weekends, can you just make it off? And I'm like, or make it always on. Yeah. Like, fine. And then I'm finding out my kid's up till 3 or 4 in the morning, YouTube binging. I'm like, this isn't, waking
Maybe
up.
Maybe she fell asleep with Netflix playing.
No. You have to keep clicking Netflix. Are you watching? Because they're.
Eventually.
No, because Netflix, asks you.
Netflix gets snarky after 2 a.m.
It shames you. Are you still watching
this? Still
awake. Well, and Hulu, it's just, hey, are you still there?
Yeah.
Which, oh my, we totally forgot to talk
about
this.
Kiss my ass, it's none of your business.
Yeah, no, so Google Maps, I love this, started in the last week, where if you ignore the directions that Google Maps lays out for you, instead of saying rerouting, it goes,
it doesn't exhale.
Okay, take this, it's like, fine.
Does it really
sigh? It doesn't do the sigh, but it's like, okay. Oh, but it does do the sarcastic, okay.
Yeah, because I missed an exit. It didn't say rerouting. It just said, okay, take a right on Cousins. Yeah. Right, instead of, you know. But so talk to me. I mean, how the hell do we manage our kids during the summer? Because it seems like it's a never-ending fight for just turn on, make sure the Wi-Fi's on forever now because I'm going to stay up till 4 in the morning.
Oh, for sure it is. And my daughter asked me the same exact thing. And so there's, you know, there's several different apps that are available. Some are free, some cost money. We offer our customers a free app that's called XFi. I know that we've talked about this before.
We have.
Yep. And it's, you have to have our internet service, obviously, and you actually have to have our router. But what's really cool about it is it really gives you the ability to decide how you want to manage the Wi-Fi usage by person in the house. So I can set time limits. I can give my daughter from, say, noon in the afternoon till 4, or I can say you get 3 hours during the day, during a 24-hour period. Use it as you see fit, and when it's done, it's done. So it, and we actually expanded and just added that option, which is called active time alerts, because we got feedback from our customers saying, hey, this is great, I really like it, but I'd really like, I don't want to give them a set time frame. I want to give them an amount of time and let them manage the amount.
I think we're moving that way in a lot of devices. I know in the new iOS 12 beta, it will tell you how much screen time you've had in a day at the end of every day. It's like you spent 3 hours yesterday on your phone.
Is that like Sims 4 when they told my daughter she had like, I want to say, I don't want to make
dude,
up a number.
Dude, my daughter's
it's like 2,000 hours. And I'm like, you could have learned French. Like, I'm just like,
and Spanish.
Right.
And, yeah.
So I'm like, what are you doing with your life? And she's like, but it's fun. I go, so is like other stuff. I'm like,
so is going outside. Well, no, actually, going outside in this heat is not fun.
I found out she automates and lets it go all night. You know, like,
yeah, I had to have the talk with my son about scripts and bots and all that kind of crap because of Fortnite.
Right. He's doing bots on Fortnite.
Oh, he
already?
Totally is. He's 8 years old, and he's already like my kid. Go figure.
Yeah, your child.
there's also lots of data showing that screen time is harmful to kids in large amounts. So basically, giving it's like I'm going to limit you, hard limit you to 1 hour a day. I think that's brilliant. It's a great move.
Well, you know, and I mean, we don't
says the guy with no kids.
Right.
Exactly.
I think,
by design.
I will admit that my kids get more than 1 hour of screen time a day. That seems like not a lot, especially because kids are using their screens for homework too. So you have to take that into consideration. But, you know, I mean, I will tell you that we used to come to the dinner table and everybody had their device in their hand. And one day I paused all devices. I was the most unpopular person in the house. But you know what? Now I don't even have to pause devices now. Nobody brings their devices to dinner. And if like my husband and I or I screw up because we're working, the kids will actually say, put your device down. So we actually go figure talk to each other at dinner.
Well, there was a video I showed my kids on YouTube. It's Simon something. It's a very famous video. It's 5 million plus views. And he talked. It was kind of millennials in the workplace, but it really took a left turn and really talked about screen time and how the dopamine kick when you get a like on your Instagram or your Facebook and how you constantly look back, you know, and it's like you give that instant gratification,
right?
And you're constantly on your screen because you want. I need more likes. That's why you text 12 people and just saying hi, hoping someone's gonna respond because that text back is a good feeling. Right. And he goes, but at the end of the day, it's clinically proven, scientifically proven that like Facebook leads to further depression because everybody puts their best foot forward.
Absolutely.
Right.
Fake book.
Oh, yeah.
Fake Absolutely. Book. Right. I'm not talking about my problems unless they're funny. But like,
unless,
this is the life I want you to believe I'm leading.
Unless you see someone post that picture of themselves in the hospital room with no explanation. Did you ever get that?
Oh, that's fishy.
You know how many times, you know, my kid had an appendectomy. I was not posting a picture of her in the hospital.
Not.
But you know, I go in once for my knee. I'm not going, you know, like, come on. Like, what do you want? Like, you're just fishing.
God, I hope you're okay.
No, but this is like the best part. I watch this video and he's talking about how harmful screen time is and like like, look around, like, life is around you. Like, and they're talking about how the when the phone's out during a meeting, it means you subconsciously tell people you're not as important as I am because we're in the room together. Next night, we go to dinner. We go to Detroit Fleet Food Truck Court. What is, you know, and my kid's sitting around her phone. I'm like, didn't you watch that video yesterday? She's like, what do you want me to do? I go, it's the first time you've been here. Look around. Like, look at the menus of their plate. Like,
People watch.
Yeah, like I go, me and your mother like dated our whole first.
We did openly mocking people was, that right, are just yeah, walking around right. become blasé.
We didn't have phones, so we made fun of people, like make fun of people. But like, I don't know. We're never going to get away from that. I think it's just it's all, the screen's going to be it just it. Yeah. I don't know what else to do about it.
Well, I mean, I think the screen is definitely a part of our lives, and I know I'm guilty of spending too much time on the screen. But you know, I think that. There are things that, as parents, that we can do inside the house. Certainly, you know, this isn't an app that is used outside the house, so you still have to parent your kids. But, you know, I think especially...
Or just get them a device that only connects to your wife.
Or they say, I'm going to go for or they say I'm gonna go for a walk. Then they pick up the neighbor's Xfinity
Does AP. It work there? That's a really interesting question. Like,
well, if you connect them to Xfinity in general, yeah. That's why you connect them to your network.
It's connected to your network for that. And you also have to remember that if you're on a cell phone that also has wireless service, it's not controlling their wireless usage. It's just the Wi-Fi usage in your home.
Right.
So, but there are other ways that the wireless providers let you control that amount of data with usage limits and things like that. But, you know, kids do use more data in the summer for pleasure, you know, versus for homework.
Right. I mean, like 5 o'clock today, I hopped on me and my daughter share an Xbox account.
Okay.
Just because I want to see what the hell you're doing. But like I got all these pop-ups saying all your friends are like she had her entire friends list were playing something. And it was 5:30,
mm-hmm.
you know, on a Monday. And it's right. like, God, does anyone go outside, you know?
Right.
Well, I mean, it was like 100 degrees, Bob.
I don't care.
Were you outside?
For a minute when yeah. I got before I got in the car.
Yeah. Already that.
No. Oh, go ahead.
So usage is just one problem, right?
Yeah.
So there's other problems with having your kids online more, security, app purchases. What are other ways that Comcast are doing to kind of help out
sure.
manage that other side of?
Sure. So we do have parental controls. And I would tell you that, you know, it's probably somewhat in its infancy. It's not necessarily giving you as the owner the ability within the XFi app to go in and pick and choose different sites. You kind of choose a level of what age your kid is and what is appropriate. And then we have kind of pre-established guidelines per se. But you mentioned that in-app purchase. And I will tell you that I had my own horror story probably about 7 years ago where I was charged with about $50 in in-app purchases because my daughter was playing one of those games where she was earning, you know, fake money to buy furniture and food for her little pet. And what she didn't realize was some of that wasn't fake money. It was real money coming out of my credit card. So I think that, you know, these games make it very difficult for children to know the difference. And so it's very easy to turn off that in-app purchase ability. Just, you know, from the device itself.
You've just bought your Tamagotchi a filet mignon.
Right. Aww.
Don't tell WeWork.
Well, that was a big deal. We like
you just can't expense it at WeWork.
At least me being like tech savvy enough to say like, you know, right. hey, you're not buying, you know, you're not doing any add-ons.
Right.
And we had this problem because I called you. We had a DMCA problem at the house.
Right.
And while my kid allowed her friend.
The DMCA. Yeah, exactly.
No, it's not a good time with the DMCA.
Okay.
But
young
she let
man,
her friend on the computer to put something
stuff
off.
On your net.
And she's talking.
I said, young
yeah,
man.
Exactly.
Notices you're going to get.
You done
I
yet?
Said,
did you talk
go ahead.
You done yet? No. I haven't yet. No, but he got it. And she was talking about Sims 4 expansion packs. She goes, I don't have that one and that one and that one. She goes, don't worry, I'll get it for you. And so he downloads BitTorrent on her machine that I just bought for, and then downloads all the
Which,
expansion packs.
If you'd locked it down properly, it couldn't have been installed. But
no, it's a new. I didn't lock down installing apps. But I just figure I'd tell her, you know.
Just don't.
Next morning, I get a DMCA violation. I'm like, now I'm freaking out going because I know someone that got a $5,000 fine for torrenting movies.
Right.
I'm like, oh, my God, great. I'm going to get a fine now.
Right.
And the kid's already just – she yells at him and he says, oh, it's no big deal. Your dad will just get a fine.
Warning.
Or, I'm sorry, a warning. Your dad will just get a warning. It's no big deal. And I'm like, oh, it's no big deal. So that's how the kids think these days. They're just going to – you know, so it's again, it's becoming, you know, not saying we didn't do that crap when we were kids, but you know, being able to police it, we have to. It's there's nothing, we have no choice.
Oh, absolutely. And not all of us did that as kids, Bob.
Oh, we totally did.
Says the guy whose dad ripped the phone out of the wall because he basically tried to bypass billing systems for the phone company.
True story.
Did you have a red box?
Free codes.
Oh, blue box.
We use free codes to download so I could so I can dial 248 BBSs. We wrote a program to dial every overnight, and then in the morning we got a printout, and we just used them until they got crossed off, until they didn't work.
You little Kevin Mitnick over there.
That's why I got a business degree and not I didn't get an IT. my dad got a $2,000 bill for, like this was back in 87.
Yeah,
he was not happy with me.
Well, you know, you were talking about, you know, the different apps and different games that your kids are playing. You know, I'm not a gamer, so when my 10-year-old comes to me and says, can I download Fortnite? I have no idea if I should let her or not let her. So I think it's also important that as parents, we either play before they do, or we go to forums, or we ask people that we know so that we can kind of have
There's some great websites out there. And I remember we just watched The Lost Boys.
Okay.
And I wanted my kids to see it also. I checked the website, you know, it was rated R. I just want to know if there was a sex scene. Like that was my only, they swear and say poopy or whatever. I don't care, but I just didn't want there to be a sex scene. Mm-hmm. And there's websites that are explicit with like parent, is it kid friendly or parent, you know?
Right.
So every time there's something they want, my daughter wanted some app the other day and it said under no circumstances should kids under 13 download this app. She's like, I keep getting requests from my friends. Can I download it? I'm like, you guys talk on Snapchat. What do you need more? She's like, well, no, you're right. I go, and this app was like, it's predator friendly. So I'm like, I told her, I go, hey, this app is predator friendly. No, you can't have it. I don't remember what the name of it was.
What's the website though?
I just Googled is so-and-so app like kid friendly.
Okay.
And there's a bunch of really great people do their homework.
Okay.
And kind of see it like, hey, no, you know.
And yet you don't trust Snopes.
No, I totally don't. That makes no sense either. He's digging now.
I'm totally spoken.
Be relevant next time, and then we'll acknowledge you.
So this is included if I have a Comcast Xfinity router,
right?
And I can just download it and start using it today, right?
You can.
Nice.
And now you can control the Wi-Fi of all the guests in your house.
Oh, I already do.
I'm sure you
I set
do,
them all to like an 8-year-old content, and they can't browse anything good.
Well, you have a lot of people who come in your house and jump on your Wi-Fi.
Kind of transient,
and every single time that a new device pops up, you should get a notification.
And I can automatically classify them as 13 and under, so they can't go pulling torrents and stuff down to my house. It's great.
You can do whatever you want.
Which in your house probably is smart.
Nuri, that's a big deal at like restaurants, because I remember we were talking about putting Wi-Fi in all the post bars. And I'm like, I don't want people doing bad stuff in my bar. And I'm like, you know, so put up a splash page and have them sign a thing, but that's still not going to stop them.
It's also an episode of Bob's Burgers, I think.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But I mean, it's a thing. Yeah. Cause you could run to any Starbucks and pull torrents. So, you know, I've never tried. But I mean, it's a thing.
Let the record show.
No, I have not.
Exhibit A.
I have never tried.
No, I buy my crap now because I've learned since this Comcast incident.
Okay, just for the record, it's not a Comcast incident.
It's EA. EA told on me through Comcast.
We were doing our job and making you aware that we got this notification.
Well, no, it's kind of like
you're okay.
It's the same thing with the podcast industry. If you put a song or YouTube, also, right. Our friend is a speed painter. He's been on the show, Dave Santia. He was like painting to Queen, for example, like a Freddie Mercury painting.
Yeah.
And they pulled it down because he was using their music. Even though it was background, it wasn't the focus. Right. He was still using their music. So he got almost half of his, like, he had huge followers. In listenership and you know, clicks or whatever the hell.
Viewers, yeah.
Viewers,
subscribers,
yeah. Subscribers, and got it all taken down.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
So what's what else is going on out in Comcast land, Michelle?
Man, well, we'll have some announcements in a couple of months, some upgrades to our internet.
I was kidding about not caring, but it was cool getting the note saying for free you're getting upgraded.
Oh, did you like that?
Yeah, and, absolutely.
Apparently Comcast Business is what is sitting in the new Container Studio.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's that whole plaza is saturated by Comcast. Right, yeah.
Good. That's wonderful.
That's our new studio in downtown in Detroit, Midtown. Yeah, yeah.
And you said you're in Midtown, so you're downtown. Probably,
Midtown.
You're downtown?
Midtown. Shut up, Randy.
Midtown.
Okay, so you're probably really close to us.
Yeah. It's downtown.
It's Cass Shop. Corridor. It's kind of.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, we know exactly where you're
yeah.
at.
Daddy, yeah.
On Peterborough Street. It's a really cool spot. We did done mess up, though, because we got told on Wednesday when we were there for the Friends and Family preview that Ice Cube was going to be there on Friday, and he wanted to show him what we got. So I'm like, yeah, sure. So Dave went and did his thing. I went and did my thing, and Dave started getting texts.
At 10 o'clock, my phone starts blowing up with text. Dude, why aren't you here? Cube wants to check out your studio. I'm like, well, you have keys. Open the doors for the man and let him look.
But we passed up on meeting Ice Cube.
That's okay. Cube and Too Short are back in September. Already laid the groundwork for that today.
Yeah. Good job.
Please. We're sorry.
And we're a half mile walk from you, Michelle. From downtown. Awesome. Yeah.
Exactly. Which means a really short Lyft ride because I'm not walking.
Yeah, I'm not walking either.
You know, the block is right by our store. Really good food.
The wings. We've talked about them before. Okay. That's the place with the pterodactyl wings.
That's the best. Really? Honestly, probably top three wings in town.
I don't think the wings are that good, but the mac and cheese is phenomenal.
Once again, shut up, Randy.
Oh, man, Randy, they're not being nice to you today.
No, this is one of the things. Usually,
you gave me that look. I put that top three wings in town.
I've never been.
Oh, please.
So we've got to go
let's
for
it. Let's go. Right. I got a couple weeks off. Let's do that.
Yeah. So in terms of what else is new, so yeah, we just did speed increases. We're opening a couple new stores before the end of the year, and we'll have some upgrades to Internet Essentials.
What are those? We love that.
I don't have the details
okay.
yet, but I will probably
keep us posted
before the end of August.
Because I know you've opened it from kids with free lunch to senior citizens to...
Yep, senior citizens to anyone who is eligible for HUD housing assistance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't know what internet... We talk about Internet Essentials all the time. It's internetessentials. Is it .com, right?
.com.
You got the
.com. Yep.
You finally got the .com. It was .net in the beginning. But it's giving people access to the internet for roughly, what, $10 a month?
Yep.
And then also access to cheap... PCs and terminals and whatnot to get on the internet.
Right.
But it's just a way for people that otherwise couldn't afford it to get out. And if you look at the city of Detroit, the numbers of people that have access to the internet, it's embarrassing to say.
It's a digital desert.
Is that what they call it?
Yes.
Well, and technically they have access. They haven't adapted.
Right. But still, it's...
Well,
it's not.
Well, it's the, well, why haven't they adopted is because they don't know or because they don't – or because they can't.
Trust. There's a lot of different reasons.
Yeah.
We've actually done a lot of research on it. They don't trust. They don't know why they would use it. They don't know how to use it.
Don't know why I'd use them. Their internets.
I still have friends that won't buy anything online as I get an Amazon box on my doorstep every day and a half.
Right.
Yeah.
Why are you friends with the Amish, Bob?
They make nice quilts. They make nice quilts and picnic benches. Leave me alone.
They should sell those through Amazon.
I know, right? They make more money.
Yeah, my family members still actually, even though they have access to the internet, give me cash and let me buy things to them on Amazon.
They don't Venmo you? No.
Did you escape from an Amish community?
Almost.
What else, Michelle? Or how do we find you online, or how do we get engaged with the internet? I know internetessentials.com.
Yep. If you can visit any of our Xfinity stores, or call 1-800-XFINITY, or
I know the Midtown store is great, and then like I said, the chicken wings next door. So that, I would recommend
so that's
that.
That's like a whole day right there. You know,
exactly.
Visit our store, get some assistance, go eat the chicken wings,
then go to the DIA
and visit.
Right.
Do the DIA and then go have dinner.
Right. Exactly.
So, yeah. Sold. I'm there.
Right.
Michelle, always a pleasure having you out here. Michelle Gilbert, VP of PR for Comcast here in Michigan. Always appreciate and always like having you in studio. And hey, we're going to take a quick break. No bad segue in this one. We're going to be back with the ladies from Reasons Why I'm Single podcast and a couple big announcements. This is the IT and the D show.
And we'll be right back.
IT and the D.
Read, meet, listen. Networking Detroit, one beer at a time.
Hi, I'm Brittany Daniel from The Game, and you're listening to IT in the D Show.
ITinTheD.com.
Welcome back. Segment 3, episode 256. This is the IT in the D Show broadcasting live here in Studio One, Podcast Detroit, beautiful Royal Oak, Michigan. Bob the Sales Guy, Dave the Geek.
Why
Mary
do you
the
only pop them in the mic when it's a diet effing Coke?
Yeah, no, beer's only,
so
Randy.
We don't have summer beer here.
That's Randy. I do the Twitter's Walker. Find us online, itinthed.com. Do us a favor. Give us a like on the socials and subscribe to us everywhere. Fine podcasts are sold.
I can't even with him right now.
Diet Duke. Click.
I am rather odd.
That's an understanding.
I appreciate you. I can't.
Everybody close your eyes. I'm going to kill Randy. Hey,
So, hey, we are lucky enough. This is a first-time guest here.
No, they've been here before.
Have you once been before? That's right. Never mind. Those margaritas at Camilla's kill me. We got Chelsea and Stacy in the house from the Reasons Why I'm Single podcast.
Hey.
How are you?
So good.
So good.
So stinking good.
So good. Sweet Caroline, so good. Yeah. But there's a big announcement. Should we wait or should we just drop the ball? Or do you want to talk? Do we want to go origin story or do we want to go into?
Well, I, for one, have never heard about their show before.
Like, in the beginning.
Why did you start a podcast called Reasons Why I'm Single?
A woman and a woman.
Have been besties.
I'm like, go on. No, no.
In the world of online dating.
I guess I'll set the stage. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair.
So I go to I have two corner dive bars, right? Muldoon's and Duffy's. I talk about them all the time. They're 100 yards from my front door. I never walk home or from to each. Either somebody drives me home.
You're horrible. They're a little more than 100 yards.
They're about 100 yards.
You called an Uber to get you home. They're a little more than 100 yards. Totally
yeah, and I also got three canceled before one would get me because he didn't look.
Because it's like a half mile.
And Chelsea's like the best karaoke host in the history of the planet. She sings great. She's fun. She engages with the crowd. She's just really cool person.
Sarcastic. That's
no, which is what you need to be. So we got to be Facebook friends, and immediately, it's very scarce to find a Facebook person that's funny on a regular basis that doesn't complain about Trump or isn't like whiny. And Chelsea's stuff was hilarious, and it's all about bad dates. Like, oh my god, this guy, and she's like really like I'm like finally took it aside. I'm like, are these real? Are you like embellishing for like funny? She goes, no, everyone true story. So I'm like, God, you got to do a podcast, and. Basically, away we go.
Yeah, I went to my friend Stacy.
Hi.
You guys aren't just friends. They're like,
we've known each other for 20 years.
Right. Yeah. I was going to say, like, yeah.
Are you both what, 23?
Right. Yeah, you better talk about this thing here. Earth to earth.
I love your high school pictures together. Oh my god, it's hysterical.
God, fun.
Yeah. You guys have not changed like seriously at all.
Eventually I grew into my mouth.
I mean, what?
Eventually my teeth are
up. There's a picture where I literally look like Miss Pac-Man. Just ar, yeah.
So yeah. You were popular in high school?
Oh my gosh. It took me a minute. I'm there now. That's unacceptable. We were not popular in that sense.
Stacey was a little popular.
I was not.
So basically,
it was not. Not for that reason.
Not for that.
I was in band.
Wait.
But she was homecoming queen.
I can't stand you. Anyways, so Bob approached Chelsea, and Chelsea and I just had the conversation. I told her, Chelsea, we're hilarious. We should have like a podcast or a TV show. And then not even a month later.
And since someone offered us a podcast, let's take that. Yeah, right?
No, literally. And then Bob came and I was like, Stace, I think this is our thing. We should do it. And we took a couple like matching outfit selfies and made a theme song, and away we went.
Yay.
2 years ago.
But oh, yeah, you guys just hit 2 years, which is kind of rare.
Yeah.
But like, no, like we always talk about podcasts and how people structure their podcasts and how some people are like very particular. Some people like us were real loose, but you guys built a theme and you stuck to it, and it's a riot. Like all the fake names, like you can't, like when you tell the stories of the fake of the dates, you can't use their name.
Well, right.
So you pick a letter. So today's letter is S. So you got to pick a fake name of the S's. So you guys do tons of homework and it's hysterical, and you guys bounce off each other like no one I've ever met. I mean, sorry, I don't mean to. I'm just laying up butter. I'm not even asking a question.
Right.
Yeah.
Tell
us we're
just
pretty.
Go
tell
on.
Right, right.
Just go on.
And you're so pretty.
Oh my gosh, so are you.
That was so unexpected.
So now I'm like, my interest is peaked. What's the worst date you've ever been on?
That I've ever been on?
Oh. No, go, you go. Then I'll tell them. I remember that.
What do you think it is?
Right?
The movies where the guy ordered like 13 pizzas.
Mother of God.
That's my third worst.
All right, Tell the first one, then tell the second one.
I was living in San Diego, and I met up with this guy. I found him on eHarmony. He tells me, I'm taking you out to a nice place, get dressed up. Because of the way that San Diego kind of is, didn't have time to leave from home. I left from work. Mm-hmm. So everybody at work's like, ooh, where are you going? I'm like, no, we're fancy. Just a date. I look awesome. Thanks.
Basically what happened here just now.
Tell me I'm pretty. And I show up at this place. It's actually called La Jolla Cove in San Diego, if you've ever been there. It's beautiful. And all of a sudden I go to this place for a meeting, and there's this dude in cargo shorts.
What are you trying to say?
With a hole in it.
Is there a hole in it?
What's wrong with cargo shorts?
When you tell me to dress up.
Oh, yeah. All right.
So I walk up to this dude, and the first thing he says is, you're overdressed. And I'm like, well, you told me to dress up. And he goes, oh, yeah, I changed the plan. maybe you could have told me.
Maybe you could have relayed that. Yeah.
So then he's like, oh, we're going to go for a walk around, La Jolla Cove. I'm like, okay, well, it's like 2.5 miles.
Good thing I wore stilettos.
And I'm in peep toe heels. And it's like a cement sand situation. So all the sand's going up in my... And you can't walk on the cement. Also, my pants are hemmed to the heels, so I'm not messing up my pants on top of it.
Okay.
And because,
it was a good outfit.
It was a really good outfit. We finally get down to the bottom. I have a blister on my foot. He's not even, he's drilling me. He's like, so.
Phrasing.
He's like, on the beach. He's like, when?
I mean, it happens.
Cake by the ocean.
It's a terrible cocktail.
From here to eternity.
He keeps asking me all these questions like, so, why did your last relationship end? What do you think you could have done to make it better? And I'm just like, is this therapy? My feet hurt. And also, I'm hungry. He promised he was going to feed me.
Listen, food before feelings.
So we stop at a cart and we
So now I'm hangry.
He gives me a tea. It's very California. It doesn't taste like tea. It probably tastes like tea. It doesn't taste like anything good though. And
there's no honey.
There's no honey in it. And so we're walking and I'm like, this tea is my savior at this point. We finally get down to the rocks where we're supposed to watch the sunset. That was his whole plan. And there's a huge gap between the rocks and the steps that are there. I make it down in heels. I'm all happy. He fell, which made me laugh. we sit down, and I'm like, holy crap, this guy might actually have game because this is romantic. And then this bride and groom come down, and they're standing there with the ocean and the sunset. And I'm like, oh, my God, I might like him now. Just ambiance. Twisted it.
Hey, did he arrange this?
Beautiful. And then this dude says, oh, that is so rude. They are blocking our view of the sunset. Whoa. Excuse me. Can you please move? And I'm like,
stop.
He did not.
He did.
And I'm like, stop talking right now. And I was like, no. He's a moron. Please continue. Congratulations.
We'll leave.
We're going to go now. And the worst part is I have a 2.5 mile walk back to my car.
Blasphemy.
By the time we get back to the car, I'm just hoping it's over. And so I do the real quick, okay, bye, pat, pat, hug. And he goes, oh, wow, a hug. I wasn't expecting that.
I'm like, you probably shouldn't have.
I'm like, you've been great. Bye-bye. Let's not talk. Right? And so blisters on my feet. And I was so hungry. Oh.
I liked your recent drunk guy story. Entertaining.
No, movie guy is my favorite of all time. Movie guy. This does.
Who had elephantitis?
Amongst other things. Not of the balls, but
in
general.
All of his pictures were of him in college. And at that point, I wasn't long out of college. So it wasn't unheard of for me to date a college dude. And so we decided.
But he was.
We decided we're going to meet. We decided we were going to go for a movie. I now know first date movies are a terrible decision.
Yes, they are.
Absolutely. Because there's no conversation.
Yeah.
There's
no,
yeah.
Stuck
in a dark room.
We did that.
I know, but yeah. Bob, okay, back in our day, it was different because then you went and you walked around the mall for 45 minutes to an hour, and then you went to the movie. Right.
So it's beautiful. I'm standing there outside of this theater looking for this man. Now, he played football, and all of his pictures, I mean, he had said in his thing he was 6'6", so I'm waiting for, like, a man to show up, right?
Man.
I just got a fist pump over here. Yeah, man. So all of a sudden, like, the crowd.
Sorry, was that the female version of Do the Carpets Match the Drapes? Is that?
I look ahead and this dude's coming right for me. And he has braces on both of his knees. And he's easily 500 pounds.
Ho, ho, ho,
like, literally, ho, I'm like,
Jabba no bata.
Oh, Jabba. He pays for the ticket.
Uta kuta, Chelsea.
We get to the concession stand. He orders a large pop, a large pizza, a nacho, two hot dogs, a large popcorn, which he refilled twice. And then that pop, Jesus, he refilled Christ, three times. You have to pay after that, like, to get more pop. We saw the Mummy 3. It's not a long film.
My favorite was the line after he ordered all of the food.
He orders all this food, and then he goes, so what are you going to get? And I was like, I'll just share some of your popcorn and have some of your pop. Orders me a completely separate pop and popcorn.
Is that like four? It's like $400. Like, I know how much it costs at the movie.
At a movie theater,
Because seriously, I get like pop and popcorn for each of my kids and me.
It's like $80.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Like, 100% this dude.
Who gets the food?
Of money. The worst part is we go.
It's like getting a hot and ready at jail at the dojo. Seriously. It's $20.
We go to the seats and we decide where we're going to sit. We sit down and, I put my pop on the right side, and as soon as I did it, I was like, oh, no, I should have, because he was sitting to my left, and he immediately lifted that seat side up.
And he had to.
And he's like, well, thank goodness they make these seats that go up. And I'm like, oh, no. Every time, he literally wasn't like, it was like, exhale.
No. Like Three Stooges sleeping, like
me. So I start, because I have the worst imagination ever, I start thinking like, oh my god, what am I going to do when this dude starts choking, because there's no way I can get around this. So then I'm like, okay, I have this whole plan. I'm just going to run at him with a battering ram.
Superman dive right into the diaphragm. It'll all be good.
And I'll never be
heard from again. And I get sucked in. Exactly. We are gathered here today to say bye to Chelsea. All that was left were her peep toe shoes, which she let me have.
But yeah, so like we've been on a bunch of dates. It's fun. I try to make light of the situation just because.
Oh, you got to go the ending. No, the ending of that. Didn't he like try to go in for the kill, and you were like, did like the turn? I'm trying to remember.
No, he tried to. He definitely tried to continue the date. And then I was not nice by this point. I turned to him. I was like, listen, you're gonna die in like 5 years.
You ate a lot.
And I'm like, ouch. And I was like, you seem like a nice guy, but
his
like,
doctor told him the same thing.
Like, get healthy. You have braces on both of his legs, guys. Ooh. Like,
run, Forrest.
He can't yet.
Did he call you Jenny?
Love is like a chocolate.
Watch me whip. Watch me, Jenny.
Love is like a $34 pizza, Jenny.
You never know what it's gonna do to your insides.
I totally shut him down, and then he was like, just straight up Eeyore about it. Like, I understand.
I bet she's 180. I bet she's 180 pounds right now. Like total 8-pack.
Probably smoking hot.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And his blog is all about this one girl.
Yeah, yeah.
That changed his life.
Forget
forever.
You, Chelsea.com. FUChelsea.com.
Forget Chelsea.com.
But we ended up, we've been doing this for 2 years, so, and we're still single, so we're still trying.
Right, we're out here. I just matched with a guy on Tinder like a half an hour ago.
Hey.
So you got to leave in a minute?
No. You guys are my first priority.
She does not use Tinder as it's intended.
Oh.
No.
It's true. It's true. I'm not.
I thought we was having coffee.
Stacey is our.
That's like every guy that I meet.
Stacey's our moral compass on the show.
Chelsea keeps my prayer life active.
So, hold on. So this is you. So I can't help. You guys have big, big, big news.
We do.
One of us is not pregnant.
Right. One of
but
us.
The other one is.
Which one?
Chung chung.
So we're going to make our national TV debut. We're on this.
Which is no secret because, like, you've been on all the commercials since Super Bowl.
No, they've gotten like
since New Year's.
They've gotten a 0.8 second clip of them jumping up and down ridiculously.
This is the funniest thing. So it's the show's called Beat Shazam. And
so it's named that tune, 2018.
Named that tune with the app Shazam.
Yeah.
And Jamie Foxx hosts it with his daughter, who's the DJ.
Corinne.
And it's and it's so it's a funny show. Like if you
I do. I like the show.
It's great. My kids love it. It's fun.
Hilarious.
And you can play along at home.
No, but I know I'm better than everyone that's ever been on the show, so I'm going to compare it against you because I would beat everyone on the show except for when they do the Ariana Grande stuff.
Wait, that's not a font or a Starbucks order?
Apparently, I don't like. I don't Cardi B. I don't. That's apparently a thing.
I don't. I
would know. Cardi B.
Everything else when they did the '80s, I was like, oh my god, I would win. Then everything else, I sucked.
Yeah.
So. No. So we ended up we were on it.
Yes.
And our show is actually going to air on July 24th.
Next Tuesday.
Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
I hear there's a viewing party
at 8 p.m. on Fox. We're actually going to have a viewing party at Falling Down.
Yay.
In Warren.
Yeah, don't go to the Oxford one. Yeah.
We won't be
grandpa.
There.
Right.
But it's delicious.
My grandpa's like, I'm not driving to Warren, but I'll go to the Oxford one for spirit.
Like, I'll make him put you on the TV there.
Like, fair. Yeah.
Aww.
Like, you can watch it there.
Right.
But, we had a blast. Jamie Foxx is amazing.
He's the nicest person. And just super talented.
We got to, you know.
Well, it seems like, I don't want to, like, Jamie Foxx, it's like, you know, I knew him from Living Color.
Right?
Yeah.
Like,
both.
All the way up to, like, Ray, where he's, like, the most amazing actor I've ever seen in my
life. I feel
like
he's the Michael Caine of 2018.
But, like, what are you doing on Beat Shazam, Jamie Foxx? Like, that's
just
what I want to ask
money.
Him. No, but, like, you don't need no, like, he's got a
but
lot
it's fun.
Of
need it, but I will say, like, it, for sure, like, he has a blast doing it.
It looks like a lot of fun.
Great host.
Like, he keeps everybody just so excited and so up and
he's
happy.
So much fun.
Oh, I've been DVRing them since I've known you, and like we binge watch them at home. They're a blast. We have a riot.
Oh yeah, no.
And I thought it was gonna be like there's that HQ trivia app where like the
which
first
I've not yes. played in months.
The first four questions are like what's 1 + 1?
Right.
What's next to Michigan, Ohio? Right. Like then the last one is in the
what's
14...
the water density?
Right.
Of,
in the battle of 1412. You know which general is you know. What? You know, but it wasn't. There was like it's attainable. That's
no. It's a very reasonable game. Like as long as you know top songs, you have a chance to win $1 million.
They don't stump you. Like the one I saw where the couple won $1 million, that was an attainable song. Like I was really shocked. I thought, here comes
the one hit wonder from 1962.
No, the non-hit wonder, the B side of some band you never heard of.
That's the thing; they do guarantee it's in the top 40. Like all the songs have been in.
Ah, got it, got it. Okay,
I feel like we should queue up, Bob.
What?
I feel like we should go for next season.
No, it's theirs.
Yes,
you can't take.
When I
watched the first five, I was like, I could totally kill this show. Like I would kill this show.
That's the entire reason we even entered. My dad was watching it, and he was like, Chelsea, you would murder the show. And then without even telling Stacey, I applied. And then
story of our lives. Hey, so this thing happened.
So like, what happens when they did country though? Like, did they? Or you can't talk about it.
We really can't talk about it.
Okay.
Until the show is
can't
on
talk
it,
about it.
But you know. But anyway, we would love for you guys.
But
to
we
can
do
out.
A live play-by-play.
Yeah. Right.
Next
right,
Tuesday,
right.
Falling Down.
We're gonna come. We're gonna be there about 6:30. We're gonna do a podcast beforehand for our show, and then yeah, we're all gonna watch us get weird.
Yay!
Get fun. Get more fun.
But like that was the one thing I noticed. There was like between there was the. Everyone's they got a dynamic. They did a really great job picking the couples that were a
yes,
part of it.
True.
And one of them was like a divorced couple, and the woman was
right.
Well, the woman knew everything about everything.
Yeah.
The guy
that's
just,
why they're
the
divorced.
Guy never well no. She answered every question. The guy just like, I'm just letting her go. And it was one of those shows, you know, and it was hilarious watching it.
My favorite one that's already aired is the one with the grandson and his grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I did not see that
if
one.
You, Granny grabs Jamie Foxx's butt. It's fabulous. He goes, "Oh, you like them guns?" Like, and he reaches over with her with his arm, and she just turns right around and grabs his butt. And everybody loses it. And then they go, "Oh, go, Grandma Maggie," or whatever her name is.
Right.
What's your favorite show? Without even pausing, she's like, "Blackish." She's this little Italian lady. It's just, oh, she's so,
so
funny.
I mean, walk me through, like, so they flew you out to L.A.
Yeah.
They put you up.
Yeah.
And they, like, you know.
And then, you know, movie, TV magic happens. But
it was like, was, yeah, it, like a, was it like an 8-hour thing, or was it like?
It was like, it was over the course of a day.
Right.
So we don't want to say anything.
Right.
No. Just what, we'll watch it Tuesday night. It'll all be good.
No, I just want to know like how the sauce is made a little
bit.
Okay,
well, they just said they can't talk about it, Bob.
I'm not. I'm done.
There are spices in the sauce.
Snap.
Secret herbs and spices.
Oh, snap. More like 13.
All right, so Reasons Why I'm Single, it's out, obviously, on the network. You guys are out on iTunes, Google Play, everywhere fine podcasts are sold.
Yeah,
and you guys are, I believe you are top 5 podcasts on Podcast Detroit, if I'm not mistaken.
What?
That's exciting.
Yeah, you guys, like, your subscribers are through the roof.
We love our you guys.
Yes, thank you so much for listening.
No, but you guys are, you're magnetic. Both of you are like,
if you message us, we respond. I promise.
Except or at least screenshot it and put it on Facebook.
Only if you're weird.
So we do.
No, yesterday was weird.
Yesterday was weird, but we handled it.
Don't ask the ladies from Reasons Why I'm Single how to manscape.
Yeah, I mean, don't ask ladies how to manscape. Just ask your friends.
In his defense, he did not ask how to. He asked if he should be.
He asked how, my favorite typo ever. He asked if how it should be in his neither region.
his neither region.
And I'm like, oh really?
It's neither.
I got so many funny ones.
That would be the taint. It's neither. Exactly.
Like, what does a lady like going down there? And I'm just like, no. No.
Have you made Jesus your Lord and Savior? Okay, now we both feel uncomfortable. Fantastic.
But yeah, no, we, Dave and Bob are going to be there.
Yeah,
everybody's
we are
invited. Yeah, you already said you're coming, man.
Yeah, I know. Gonna be there. We're skipping
Bob,
out.
Bob
on,
says yes to everything.
Yeah. No, we're skipping out on Podcast Movement in Philly to be there for your debut.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's why.
That's a sore spot for Bob. It is.
Well, you don't look at you caring about us.
See. No, it's because of Dave's work, actually. But
you could have guilted us.
I'll give you some butter. That was
I was
some
there.
Butter.
I was the toast.
But we would love for you guys to come and laugh at us with us.
Yeah.
So that's Tuesday, July 24th.
Correct.
6:30-ish.
6:30-ish.
Is when we get into Falling Down
Beer.
And
then the show's on at 8.
It's at Falling Down Beer on 10 and a Quinder.
Yep.
Right in between the flea market and the McDonald's. Can't miss it.
Can't miss it.
And the show airs at 8 p.m.
Sweet.
Yay.
Awesome.
Set your DVRs.
Chelsea, Stacey, you guys are rock stars, and I can't wait to see you guys on TV. It's going to be great.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Of course. But hey, we're going to wrap up. This is episode 256 of the IT and the D Show. Thank you.
Or as I like to call it, Bob's Wrong, plus 240.
Yeah, 16 episodes.
I was looking at this. My first episode was 149.
Oh, my God.
More than 100 episodes.
That's crazy. Aww.
That's awesome.
Aww. It is. It's great.
Happy 100, Nuri.
Yeah.
That's you don't insane. Look a day over 80.
And you always said you'd never commit to anything. And this is, I think, this is your life's biggest commit.
Aww.
Other than buying your house.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
And just asking any of my ex-girlfriends.
And getting married.
I feel like we've outlasted one. We've outlasted, yeah.
See how that one went.
But hey, this is episode 256. Thank you to Michelle Gilbert from Comcast. Always a pleasure having you in the studio. Thank you, Chelsea and Stacey. I look forward to hanging out with you on Tuesday the 24th at Falling Down Beer. On behalf of Bob and Dave and Nuri and Randy, do us all a favor. Drink up your drinks. Get your phone numbers. You don't got to go home. You just got to get the hell out of here. See you next week. Drive careful. Beat it.
Shut up, Randy.
The emergency destruct system is now activated.
Conan! What is best in life? To crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and to hear the lamentation of your women.
Long live Flash! You've saved your life. Have a nice day.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Nice shooting, son. What's your name?
Murphy.
Make the run. The run.
Game over, man. It's game over.
It's over, Johnny. It's over.
Nothing is over. Nothing.
You just don't turn it off!
I can't say no, and I don't really want to, so...
Well, especially with the back doors open.
Yo! Hold up! Time out! Time out! Y'all take a chill! You need to cool that shit out! And that's the double truth, Ruth!
Bob loves it in the camp.
I hope this was as much fun for you as it was for me.
That's why I like it in the can.
Joe, own the trees. Owns. 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 Owns.
Fear me.
My job is to make sure this program is morally upright and cultural and wholesome.
Shut up, Mimsy! Shut up, Mimsy! Shut up, Mimsy!
Why would, like, Buick put their cars next to, like, the Bentleys? Like, why? That's not marketing.
The alphabet.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, I can't take that position.
That analogy sucks because it's right.
Because you're getting your 8-track tuned up.
Are we at a break yet? Yeah, so now I'm just, like, doing, like, stupid stuff to make me laugh.
Venture capital is not the end game.
When are we going to talk about me?
Jane, you ignorant slut.
It's my show. I can say what I want. Yeah.
Kiss my ass. Go home. Unplug. Get off the goddamn internet. You are everything that is wrong with the internet right now.
You're so white right now.
I'm the whitest guy in the room. Just explain it to me.
Show now.
I love this city.
I was banging on the wang.
Really? Should we talk about the tag team? Should I keep going or should I stop?
Can I just say, it's been great being on a show that talks about Mickey Rooney dying for 20 seconds and then poop for 10 minutes.